Let's pick it up by going to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there.
Where are you?
I'm in Tacoma, Washington.
Well,
my name's Cassandra. Hi, George.
Cassandra. That's a lovely name.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I listened to you on KVI.
Great.
I have a story. I've only told one relative because it sounds so off the wall, and she believes in the same thing that I do, so that's why I haven't told very many people, because I don't like the look of it when I tell the story. But my cousin and I, when they had the meteor showers, this was about 4 years ago, I'd say, we went up to a place in Puyallup on 160th, and it was no lights or anything.
Perfect to see the sky.
Yes, perfect to see the sky, and it was right after midnight, which is a perfect time to see the meteor shower, and it was just her and I, and we were looking all around, and it started right after midnight. It was just awesome. And so we were enjoying ourselves and ooing and aahing, and all of a sudden, now we were facing the south, and so I was looking more to my right and in front of me, and she was to my left. And all of a sudden, she said, "What's that?" You know, and I wasn't paying any attention because I was looking in front of me and to my right, and she said it again, "What is that?" And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound right. And then when it came in front of my view, it was a ways up, but I don't, and I'm sorry, I can't judge the distance, but it wasn't high, it was high enough that I couldn't touch it, let's just say that. And it was phosphorescent green. It was the most deepest phosphorescent green I'd ever seen, and it was in the shape of an upside-down U, and I know it was a body now, and the body was blacker than the sky because it blacked out the stars. And it came from the east, and it went to the west, and by the time she said, "What is that?" the third time, it didn't just disappear. It went back into the sky. You know, it was like, you know, they say there's a veil, you know, and it just kind of slipped right in there. And I thought to myself, what in the hell was that? And I looked at her and I said, "What did you see?" Because I wanted to confirm what I saw. And she described to me exactly what I saw. And I says, "Well, what in the hell could that be?" And she says, I don't know. So the only way that I know it was some kind of an alien creature is that about 10 days later on the Discovery Channel, they had this thing about an artist rendering of what they believe might be on other planets.
That's strange. And you saw something that was pretty similar to this?
Yes, exactly. It was one of the legs of an alien creature that was on that we saw up in the sky. And it was shaped exactly like the leg, and it was a huge body, just huge body. So it had to be some sort of a winged creature with that kind of leg.
And the wings, of course, keeping it up there in the sky.
Of course, and darker than the sky. That's what scared me. Darker,
yeah,
blacker than the sky.
And huge. And when you say this thing was a huge creature, how big do you think it was?
Yeah, that's just it. I'm not, because it was so fast, it happened.
Give me a guess.
I'd say,
big as a football field? Smaller?
Oh, no,
than?
No, not that big. So, when you look up into the night sky, say it.
How do you know it wasn't a demon, not an alien?
Because of the
fallen angel.
I don't know. It just reminded me of, just when I saw that picture on the Discovery Channel, it just kind of rang something true inside of me. You know, the legs, and it was a winged creature, and
maybe it was like a Mothman or something. Have you heard of him?
I saw that show. You know, it just
could have been that. What about the possibilities? Last thing, I got to move.
All right.
What if it was a huge bird? A huge bird. Possible?
Yes, but there was no noise. There was no flapping of the wings.
Maybe he was gliding. You know, the Indians, Native Americans, used to call these things thunderbirds.
Really?
Maybe. Could have been.
Well, we live very close to the Indian reservation, you know, in Puyallup.
See?
There's a huge Indian reservation, so that could have been it. But I would say maybe, you know, get your vision when you look up at the night sky, and it's like the whole, your whole vision of the night sky just right in front of you, and it blacked out that much of the night sky. It was that large.
But remember, you said it had these strange-looking legs, which sounds like to me like they could have been a bird legs with their claws. Very possible. Hey, thanks for the story.